You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Northern Ireland versus San Marino is the final game we're going to preview on the podcast. And Northern Ireland are 1-50 to win the match. The draw 18-1, San Marino 33-1. At the moment, we've only got the enhanced odds offers. More markets will pop up as the week progresses. The enhanced odds, Stephen Davis to score and Northern Ireland to win was 11-8, now 2-1. Stuart Dallas to score, Northern Ireland to win 2-0, 3-0 or 4-0 was 4-1, now 5-1. And Kyle Lafferty to score, Northern Ireland to win, both teams to score, was 5-1, now 6-1. I think I'd probably want, Tom, 10-1 on San Marino getting a goal in this game.
Well, you would.
And Stuart Dallas, part of the enhanced odds offer there. I can't remember the last time he scored, Stuart Dallas.
I'm just trying to think, and I watch him pretty much every single week as
well.
I think
it was a long time ago.
Yeah, he got a couple at the back end of last season, but he is coming into some kind of form for his club, for Leeds. So, look, Northern Ireland aren't a team that are going to do this with any swagger. The thing that Michael O'Neill is so good at, and what I was so impressed with in the qualification for the Euros, is kind of his management, his navigation through the campaign. He was brilliant in terms of his team selections, and sort of, it sounds dead simple, you know, and managers say you take each game as it comes. He didn't. He knew, he plotted every scenario, and when you speak to players or you've read interviews about what's going on at Northern Ireland the last few years, they talk about this absolute meticulous planning, because he knows his set of players are nowhere near up to it. You know, on paper, they shouldn't be there. I think he's got a pool. I think someone told me it was a pool of maybe like 39 professional players, you know, that are playing sort of in England, that he's actually got to pick from. And so he knows he has to try and go above and beyond in terms of that planning, that absolute knowledge of what result we need and how to get it. And they're an incredibly defensive unit. And what I'm getting at here is the fact that Northern Ireland go to Germany on Tuesday, okay? So this isn't a match where, you know, this is the last game of this little break, and you know they might put on a bit of a show for the fans. As soon as they get daylight, that's it. That Northern Ireland will not continue at a flurry, and they might actually give San Marino some sort of joy. But of course, San Marino, what have they won? One of 136 games. The 0-0 result of the Czech Republic last time out was exactly what we thought they'd go and do, and that's a decent result. He'll know. 3-0 this weekend, just get it done. He knows it's probably not going to come down to goal difference. They know they'll probably need to go to Germany, and if they can get a draw, then they're in the mix. But counter-attack, set pieces, again, that's where I'd be looking in this one. I'd be looking for those threats from set piece situations. Obviously, Davis has been a key player for them, and you know he's kind of the guy that makes them tick in the middle. But you know, some of the defenders, people like McCauley as well, who's popped up with goals during the qualifying campaign, but they just don't score many. 8 goals in 5 matches at home. They failed to score in 3 of those 4 at the Euros. They've not scored more than 4 goals in 12 home games. You've got to go back to 2008 against the Faroe Islands, so that puts it into some kind of context. I think we're looking at 3-0, job done, you know, and move on to Germany. I think that's how they'll manage it.
Derek?
You forget, all what Tom says is right there, but he forgets one thing. This is San Marino's golden generation. You know, so they're no mugs. Ireland would get a tougher game against Jose Marino than San Marino. I mean, it's surrounded by Italy, San Marino, just as England usually are when they played them. And its national side has about 14 adults to choose from, 15 if the keeper can get someone to mind his goats. I mean, it's just, they've got no business playing at this level, this old Northern Ireland. I've just, you know, how many bets will this game attract? Very few, even fewer fans, I would guess. The odds suggest, of course, the Irish should wipe the floor with San Marino. And that's appropriate because there are actually 4 floor wipers in the San Marino squad. There's no enhanced odds. There's no full list of odds. I'm sort of betting in the blind here, but that's never stopped me in the past. I would go for Northern Ireland, probably 2-0. I'm not sure. Northern Ireland never get a bag full, whoever they're playing. So 2-0 for me to Northern Ireland.
Given what you've both said as well, once we get the full range of markets with the handicap markets, they might actually be worth looking at San Marino plus 4 or 5 goals in the game, because that could be odds against in the match, given those 90-minute prices on the website.
Oh, it will right do. It will yeah. be, yeah. It will be. Actually, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I would be on that. Because, well, as Tom said, did you say the Faroe Islands was the 4-0 win over the Faroe Islands? Yeah, yeah. Which actually is not that bad a result, given how the Faroe Islands have been playing recently. But that was when they were crap. I would go for that, but you've got to see the prices first, obviously.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Hey! Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.